So my name is Grant Lopresti. I'm a sophomore electrical and computer engineer, majoring in computer science.
Awesome. And then why don't you just walk me through how your first week and half of your second week has been with the online classes?
So my semester wasn't set up too terribly to go online. The majority of my classes are larger lectures that already recorded themselves, and I would occasionally listen to the online versions instead of going to class, so it hasn't been a terrible transition. One of my classes, however, was entirely project-based, EGR 190. We were in the process of building a hydrofoil kayak, and that's not something we could exactly take home with us, so we've been having to do a complete 360 with that class, transitioning to just developing CAD diagrams and project reports and things like that. And so that's been a little disappointing, and it's just been a very interesting experience. I think I'm probably better off than most people because of the way my classes were structured, but there's definitely still been some disappointing changes.
So one thing you mentioned is your EGR 190 class and how that's project-based. Do you think that's something you'd want to try and pick up, next semester or in the future? Or do you think kind of the mentality is that it's just in the past and people are moving on?
That's a really good question. That specific class, the professor, Greg Twiss, has offered essentially to continue the class next semester to have a section of it where we'd have sort of just a continuation of this. He's also sort of gearing the end of this class as us creating a guide for future students, which I'm not terribly excited about. My issue is I'm hoping still to be going abroad next fall, so continuing a class like that at Duke really isn't feasible for me. Which is again a little bit disappointing, and then it probably won't be continued after that. So I'm not entirely sure how this would work out for me if my abroad stays going, which we can cross our fingers and hope for. Yeah, I don't know, it's a little bit disappointing.
And then, do you mind kind of just going over what your plans for the summer were, are? How has that been changing?
I was really excited and expressed this to a ton of people probably a month ago about having basically the next year of my life planned out. I was gonna finish spring semester and I had a short internship set up at the beginning of summer. I was gonna go to Beach Week with all my friends. I was going to live in Durham with a bunch of people. And then second half of the summer, I was going to go to Costa Rica to take two classes for Pratt in Costa Rica. I was gonna come back, be involved with FACBOARD for O-Week, and then fly off to Madrid to participate in the IES Madrid program for Duke Transfer Credit, and then come back to campus basically a year later, and life would be great. Now, Beach Week has obviously been canceled. I'm not sure completely about my internship. I think that's still on, but I think everything's subject to change at the moment. My Costa Rica has been canceled, and so I'm still trying to figure out where exactly I'm going to get those class credits. And my fall study abroad in Madrid is sort of just on the table to be canceled as well. So all of that security and stability that I was so excited for has kind of just gone out the window, which has been a little disappointing, to say the least. But we're hoping things get better soon.
Personally, how do you think that Duke has handled the situation with regards to the email announcement of classes going online with pass fail classes, et cetera? Any new changes? How do you think that they've handled this situation?
Honestly, I think especially at the beginning, they've done relatively well with the communication with us, and keeping things open. I think they did a fantastic job of coordinating with students when some of them couldn't get back to campus and some of them had to stay on campus. I have a few friends that didn't have home to go back to, and Duke approved them to stay on campus. And I have a few other friends that weren't able to come back to school that Duke was able to pack up their stuff for them. And just kind of in a world where there's no precedent for this, I think they did a pretty good job with that response. I don't know if I could have done any better, but I think, like, especially with the grading options and sort of now the mental health that's going on with two student deaths in the past week, there's sort of a reconsideration of how Duke wants to approach communicating with everybody. I don't know, it's an interesting world right now. I actually knew one of the people who passed away in the past week, and I can only imagine how other people who knew the two of them better are feeling, and especially being away from all of the support networks that people had. I'm the type of person that really, really relies on my friends as that method of support, and being home really isn't conducive to that. So yeah, I'm sure people aren't doing too fantastic on that regards, and could probably do something about that, but I have no idea what form that would take, and how many people it would be good or bad for, whatever they decide to do.